Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Live from Grand Rapids, Michigan, it's Suburbs Fest. Hey there, peoples. Jim Lenihan with you here on Rockin' the Suburbs. You will hear from Patrick Foster later in this episode. Thank you very much for tuning in all this week for our special Suburbs Fest episodes, recorded live at Tip Top Deluxe, a fantastic music venue there. Man, we had such a great time, met so many cool musicians, got to hear them play, and also just spent a lot of time with great old friends, our listeners, our community. Thanks very much to everybody who came out. We'll do another Suburbs Fest next year. There will actually be details on that fairly soon, I think. Now, today's guests, live from Suburbs Fest, are Isaac Berkowitz and Chris Boda from the groove-driven rock band Desmond Jones. You might call it a jam band. And let me tell you, these guys can really play. Now, Desmond Jones is normally a five-piece band, but not everyone could make it to our Suburbs Fest event on a Saturday afternoon. And so Isaac and Chris played a stripped-down performance, just the two of them with acoustic guitars, and they really blew everyone away. Now, of course, after this three-song set, you'll hear an interview with these guys. That's a lot of fun. And also, you can go off on your own and learn more about Desmond Jones and buy their music, including, I know you guys like this, physical albums at DesmondJonesBand.com. And while you're there, check out their upcoming tour dates. They regularly play outside of Michigan, and they just might be coming to your town soon. Now, before we get to Desmond Jones, we want to thank Ted and Cliff at Tip Top Deluxe for hosting us, running sound, helping us put on a great show. And also, thanks to local organizer Keith Jacobson, who you will hear in this episode. And big, big thanks to everyone who came out to Grand Rapids and made this a grand event. And now, let's get on with the show. Now, we have Desmond Jones.
Hey, thanks everybody.
Hey, thanks everybody.
This is Chris Boda. My name is Isaac Berkowitz. We're members of the band Desmond Jones. We're super excited to be here. One more time, thanks to Jim and everybody for the Suburbs Fest. It's super awesome. And I know we just thanked the Tip Top, but we want to thank them again. It's Desmond Jones has played at the Tip Top more than anywhere ever. I think we've played
the
here.
The whole world.
We are over 70 plays here, and I've probably played here over 100 times, so I appreciate everyone at the Tip Top, and we're always excited to be back. So we're going to get this started with a song off of two albums ago. It's called Time and Space. I'll get high by myself.
Thanks, hey, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Again, that one was called Time and Space.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. That song was called Split Again. That's off of the self-titled album?
Incorrect.
Oh, never Incorrect. Mind. Never mind.
But that was close. So this is off the next one. That was off our album called Hello Hello. That's Split Again, written by Chris Bode.
Thanks, Isaac.
All right, we're going to do a song called Arizona, a place that we've never been to. It's off of our album called Why Not. We did, during the little before COVID, we realized we had a lot of kind of Americana, country-ish songs kind of like that, that we just played, and we figured, well, let's just put them all together on an album, and we did, and so this was the first track off this album. It's called Arizona.
Desmond Jones, everyone.
Woo! Wonderful stuff, guys. Do you perform like that a lot? Just two guitars? We do. We've done a lot of different versions of the band. We obviously like to, you know, play full sometimes, but we do a lot of acoustic side stuff, and we do a lot of duos, trios. It's luckily everybody enjoys playing with each other in any form. So
cool. Very cool.
All right. I have two questions, and then I'm going to call in the reliever. He's going to close out for me. All right. Yeah. I had a rough night last night. Yeah. Okay. First off, I read that you guys, that Desmond Jones has played more than 1,000 shows. Is that right?
We're pretty close. I've kept one thing I've just enjoyed doing since we've been playing. We started as a band my freshman year in college, so we've been playing for about 12 years. And I've kept track of every show we've ever played and every set list we've ever done. We like to mix up the set list every night. So I think we're very close. We're closing in. I think we're definitely over 900. We're like 950 or 940 or something like that. Yeah.
Where does this one rank?
I could check. It's definitely... What? I think it counts.
We have debates if we count podcasts or
interviews and things like that. We've counted them. I think it would probably be in the 950s. I would say 950.
Oh, I was saying, where does it rank?
Oh, where does it rank? Oh, definitely in the top two.
I mean, I hope it's not. Okay, all right. Very good. Okay, and then I want to ask you about an album you put out called Squids, right? Oh, hang on. Keith wants to ask you about a question or about a album called Squids.
Yeah, so your latest release is Squids, and it's a concept album, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, when I was when we were in college, I just couldn't sleep one night and ended up watching the entire, I think, like 6-hour Nova special on PBS about squids, and continued to not sleep and called our saxophone player George over to the dorm, and we ended up writing this crazy like 15-minute song about squids, where they are actually aliens who have crash landed on Earth and have to fight their way back to space. And the song ended up being really silly and really fun. And when we brought it to the band, it just kind of, everyone kind of kept adding their lore and adding bits to the story. So it grew into a whole three part saga, but it's three songs, but it ends up being about 45 minutes.
It's a great listen. If you haven't checked it out yet, definitely check it out. It's out there on the streaming services.
Yeah, it's on everything.
And talk a little bit about, talking about streaming services, your music, you are on nugs.net, right? You have a lot of your live shows on there. So talk a little bit about that.
Like I said before, like with archiving our set list and every show as early as I could, I've tried to record everything. So, you know, a lot of really rough early recordings from just, you know, like a random tape recorder that I put on stage or something. But recently, we've been able to get a system that allows us to multi-track every show. And so we've been able to get on Nugs, which is really awesome. We love it. So we record every single show and put it up there to be streamed and listened. And it's a lot of fun. Like I said, we mix up the set list every night, so you never really know what you're going to get. And we definitely like to have some fun up there.
How soon will today's show be streaming on there?
As soon as we get those recordings.
Speaking of that, I think you guys have a great website, DesmondJonesBand.com. If you go to this website, they've got an archive of all the shows. It's searchable. The set list is there, and most of the time, the recordings are there. So this is amazing. Every band needs to have this, needs to be the standard. Where did that idea come from, and who maintains that website?
Well, I'll talk about the idea. So I think a big like influence in our band structure and what we do was jam bands. So when all of us were late teenagers, we were all listening to the Grateful Dead and Fish, mostly those two. So both of those, yeah, thank you. Or give it up for them, not, yeah. But so I think that idea of when you go and go through the Grateful Dead's catalog, most fans are listening to their shows and not, well, a lot of people listen to their studio albums as well. But the live show is such an important thing. So I think right off the bat, we're like, oh, we want to build that culture in our fan base of people listening to our live music and thinking about us as an improvisational band. So the studio work being like the standards and the song and its own thing and its own piece of art. And then our shows are us improvising on our own constructs. But Isaac does all of the tech stuff behind the recording. So I'll let him talk about the nitty gritty.
Yeah, it's just like Chris said, we were huge influence on like fish.net and the Grateful Web and stuff like that, where they have all the things. So I've, I kept my own just kind of like spreadsheet with everything that I would send out and our emails. And luckily, one of our fans was like, you know, I design websites. I can make this a little easier for you. And so luckily, she was a big help in getting that set up. But it's been awesome. And I love being able to kind of show what we've been doing every show.
Yeah, very cool. I was able to go and search where we're from, Washington, D.C. And you guys have played there twice. Oh, yeah. Gypsy Sally's, a very cool little room.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we played Pearl Street Warehouse quite a bit as well.
Nice. Yeah, very, very cool. So is there a set list when you go on stage, or is it just look at each other and call them out?
When we were younger, I was big on no set lists. The band turned on me on that. It doesn't work much anymore, but we like to make the sets about the week of the show, or, you know, if we're on tour, then usually, you know, the morning of. But it's fun because we like to transition a lot of songs and kind of, like Chris said, make them new. And so sometimes we'll say, all right, well, we're not going to play the ending of this song. We're going to use this segment where we're in this key to change into a different song. And so it's fun to kind of plan little movements like that every night.
All right, we'll see how this one goes. So what's in your Vertigo Records bag? What was your latest purchases that you've made?
Well, I'll have to think back because I'm not buying a lot of vinyl, unfortunately, lately. But that's my own problem. but I'm trying to think of some newer stuff that came out. Robert Glasper just came out with a new album that I've been listening to, which is really cool. A lot more R&B kind of stuff for me lately, and jazz. So whenever I go, I'm always going to the jazz section first and looking for like some Thelonious Monk stuff or Charles Mingus, Miles. So that's kind of a lot of my record collections, a lot of bebop and post-bop.
Well, when I get to Vertigo, I always go and check on our records there to make sure that to see if there's any left. But lately I love like Courtney Barnett, and so I've been collecting her whole collection, and like the War on Drugs, as far as like a lot of modern stuff. Those are kind of, War on Drugs and Courtney Barnett are two of my all-time faves. And then I'm always checking the Zappa section. Gotta just, you know, there's over 100 albums, so, you know, there's always going to be one random one you don't have.
And still new ones coming out, exactly. I think, so monthly.
Something you can pick up.
That's great. You have anything?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about a song that I feel like has one of the greatest titles in music. It's called Wanted by the Law, But Not by You. Can you talk a little bit about that song?
Yeah, that's one of our songs off of that that kind of Americana album I was talking about earlier called Why Not. And it was just it actually came from, there's two lines. The chorus is, I'm not buying any green bananas anytime soon, where he's, you know, getting chased by the police. He doesn't think he has much time left. And that was just something my dad said when his back was hurting one day, and he's like, I'm not buying any green bananas anytime soon. So I had that written down. And then I believe George, our saxophone player, actually coined the Wanted by the Law, Not by You. And then he was just like, I don't know what to do with this. So I had that down, and they were right next to each other on the page. I was like, this has to come together. So I filled in the story in between that.
Beautiful. What a great song.
All right. It's time to go to the bag of questions, Patrick. Can I do this?
Yeah. Absolutely.
As the closer here today?
Yeah.
A lot of writing, and I don't have my glasses here.
Okay. All right. Here we go. If you were stranded on a desert island, where would you get electricity to play your desert island disc?
I guess I would I'd imagine a generator and then manifest it myself.
That's my best answer.
I'd probably look for scrap and do some Ben Franklin key on a kite type thing and try to just shock it straight to the system. Yeah, with the Ben Franklin costume on.
I love it.
All right, I have a question here for the assembled crowd. Who wants to hear Desmond Jones play another song?
Yeah!
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming. They're going to play us out now. But thank you very much. This has been a lot of fun. I hope you've had fun. And thanks to Patrick for carrying me today.
Thanks to Jim for playing hurt.
All right, Desmond Jones, everybody.
Take us out. Thank you guys so much.
All right, well, you brought it up earlier, so I guess we got to play it now. This is Wanted by the Law, but not by you. I'll see you again before I'm caught and tried. But the lawman said I must pay the price for all that I have done. And I know they mean to take my life, and there's nowhere else to run. So I'm not buying green bananas anytime soon, because I want it by the law, not by you. Yeah, I'm not buying green bananas anytime soon, because I'm wanted by the law and not by you. so much, everybody.
I always go and check on our records there to make sure that to see if there's any left.